Get an in-depth look at sports from our resident Big Poll.
The Blitz with Justin Pawlowski. Saturdays at noon on the Sports Animal. 620 WDAE.
Yeah, this one, I think this is going to end up being my favorite day of the week. This is when I get to answer your emails. I'm telling you, this could be fun. I can only imagine some of the emails I'm going to get from some of you people out there. Justin Pawlowski here. If you want to email in your questions for maybe a later date, and get your emails read on Wednesday's podcast. Wednesday is mail day, by the way. It's Justin Pawlowski at 620WDAE.com. That's Justin, J-U-S-T-I-N. Pawlowski, it's P-A-W-L-O-W-S-K-I at 620WDAE.com. Or you can simply go to my webpage at 620WDAE.com, keyword Blitz. We go to our first email. First email from Bob and Dustin. Bob and Destin. Justin, love the draft coverage. If Stafford or Sanchez fall to the Bucks, will the Bucks draft them? And why not draft Josh Freeman with the 19th pick? Bob, do appreciate your email. First, and we talked about this earlier in the week, you know, it really lies with the Lions. Now that the Chiefs have their guy in Matt Cassel, it looks like the Buccaneers are trying to upgrade their quarterback position. Remember rumors, there were rumors earlier this week that they actually tried to acquire Jay Cutler. Jay Cutler was a possibility. They're not set with Luke McCown. I'd imagine that if a Matthew Stafford fell that far, that the Buccaneers would take a long look at him. Mark Sanchez, another guy who maybe is more of an accuracy passer, does have a strong enough arm, though. And Mark Sanchez, you know, if he stays at USC one more year, there's a good chance he's a surefire top 10 pick and maybe a top 5 pick at that. As for Josh Freeman, I've talked about him. I talked about him as my losers in the combine. This is a guy with a strong arm but has too much confidence in that arm. Feels he can fit it into any little space. And if you feel you can do that in college, you're going to do it in the pros. And if you do it in the pros, you're going to throw interceptions. If Stafford is there, I do expect the Buccaneers to draft him. I just don't feel he'll fall that far. I don't feel, if Stafford is there, I'd imagine the Jets would jump all over that with the 17th pick. Also, the Bears need a quarterback right before the Bucks at the 18th pick. So that's Stafford and Sanchez right there. But I think if one of them is there, the Bucks will take a long look at either of those guys. I do not expect the Buccaneers to be going after Josh Freeman. Next email, Justin, how could you have Percy Harvin falling so far? This must be a joke. I'd draft Percy Harvin this year and Tim Tebow next year. That comes to us from signed Angry Gator Fan. Angry Gator Fan. Well, thank you very much, Angry Gator Fan. Percy Harvin is an intriguing prospect. I do think he's one of the best playmakers in the draft. And if you're going to compare him to, let's say, a DeSean Jackson from last year, who went in the second round but really had good production for the Eagles throughout the season, I think Percy Harvin is going to be even better. The one reason I'd have him dropping is simply because of the injury factor. And teams might be, you know, if they're comparing drafting Percy Harvin to, let's say Larry English for the Bucks. Well, Larry English has shown he can come off the edge. He's proved to be injury free. And, You know, if they're neck and neck, you're going to go with the guy you feel more comfortable with. And Percy Harvin will give you that flash, but he'll also get injured. If you're injured in college, you're going to be injured in the NFL. However, there's a reason I have him ranked so high on my Blitz board at 620WDA.com, keyword Blitz. My Blitz board is where I rank the top 100 players in the NFL draft and tier them as to where I think they should go in the draft, as if I have my own draft board for draft day. And I have Percy Harvin ranked in my top 15. I think he's that kind of player. I think he's going to be that kind of player in the pros. However, injuries will cause a guy to drop, and that's why I have him dropping to the Colts in my mock draft. Last question we have, last email. Remember, you can email your questions in for future podcasts at Justin Pulowski at 620WDAE.com. Justin, simply enough, would you take any of these quarterbacks with the number one overall pick if you were the general manager of the Detroit Lions? That one comes from John in Newport Richey. Thank you very much, John. You know, I look at it, and for a team that has so many needs in the Detroit Lions, and these quarterbacks, I don't know if these quarterbacks rate up there with even Matt Ryan from last year or other quarterbacks that have gone so high. I like Matthew Stafford's arm. I'd like Matthew Stafford a lot better if he went around where Jay Cutler went, around 10, between 10 and 15. I think that's a really good place where you can get good value on Stafford. Number one overall, it's a different story. I'm very up in the air about Stafford being able to read a defense and find the open receiver. That really concerns me with him. Mark Sanchez, I think it's going to be a good quarterback. I don't think he's going to be anything great. Freeman, we've talked about his positives and negatives, and then Nate Davis in the second round. But, you know, if it's me and I'm the GM of the Lions, I'm Martin Mayhew, and I'm coming up with the decisions, and I'm working with a head coach that's a physical-minded head coach, a defensive-minded head coach, a smack-you-in-the-mouth kind of head coach. He's going to want to play defense, going to want to run the football. I'm taking a long look, and I'm kind of canceling out Matthew Stafford, to be honest with you, John. And I'm debating on whether to go with Jason Smith, the top offensive tackle in the draft, or to go with Aaron Curry. Aaron Curry could be the leader of your defense, a defense that was not very good last year, worst in the NFL, or go with an offensive lineman like Jason Smith. I'll tell you what, as of right now, early in March, I'm taking Aaron Curry as my number one pick. But that's me. That's not what I think the Lions will end up doing. All right, thank you once again for tuning back in to our rough draft here at JoeBucksFan.com. We'll be back tomorrow, as tomorrow we're going to talk a little bit about the quarterbacks. You can see my rankings here at JoeBucksFan.com, but tomorrow we'll literally talk about them a little bit, and not just the top three, but maybe some other quarterbacks and where I think they will go. All right, thank you again for tuning in. We'll talk to you tomorrow right here at JoeBucksFan.com.
The Blitz, Saturdays at noon, only on 620 WDAE, the Sports Animal.